15, one of my favorite chapters in the Scripture, Luke chapter 15. Would you look with me there this morning? I'll say a few things if the Holy Ghost will help me. And trust me this morning and honor Christ with His Word. Luke chapter 15, verse 1, "Then drew near unto Him all the publicans and sinners for to hear Him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth the sinners and eateth with them. And He spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he findeth it? And when he layeth it, when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. For I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." Well, this whole chapter, and I won't read it all, but the whole chapter deals, thank God, with lost things. And of course, here in the Scripture, the Lord is speaking. If you look at the Word of God, He spake this parable unto them, saying, who was them? It was them scribes and Pharisees that the Lord spake to. Said they murmured here and said, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Then the Bible said He spake this parable unto them, saying, and there's three, there's one parable with three records here, and it deals, my friend, with, of course, the sheep and the silver and the sun, and there's three things that's common in each one of them. It was a loss, it was something lost and something found, and then something, thank God, that was rejoiced about after it was found. I want to try the Holy Ghost to help me preaching this while. Oh, Jesus loves sinners, amen. That's why He came into a world, to die and save sinners. And men today just don't see that how much He loves so much and give Himself for the sinner in this hour. But there's three things I want to touch on. If God would permit me and the Holy Ghost would help me, I want to touch about this sheep and the silver and the sun. I want to magnify today, thank God, how that they were found, how they were brought, thank God, to the place that they need to be. Being lost means I'm outside the fold. I'm not where I ought to be in the headset of that lady, that woman, and I'm not where I ought to be in the family. Amen. And when I look at this, I look at some things that surely it magnifies Christ and what He done for sinners. I want to say, first of all, I find the care of the shepherd. Amen. I mean, you ever thought about what He done for you? How He left the 99 in the wilderness and thank God cared about just that one that was lost, just that one that did not have God, just that one that needed help. Thank God Jesus went to that one. I'll tell you, He's interested in one this morning. Amen. Thank God He said He didn't come to call the righteous but sinners under repentance, and He come to save one. Thank God this thing ain't a package deal. It's an individual work of grace that brings sinners to repentance. I'm going to tell you, He cared for that sheep. He went where the sheep was. That sheep couldn't get to Him. But He went to where the sheep was. I'm telling you, that's the care of a shepherd. Thank God that will leave 99 and go after that one. Just like He done for you that day. Thank God that He came where you were at. He came for you. Thank God He came where you was at. He cared for the sheep. What a good shepherd. Thank God He had a care for the sheep. He left the 99. Thank God and went after that one. That was lost. Amen. That means He... Thank God you mean a lot to Him this morning. That's right. That's what that means. That means every sinner means a lot to Him. That's right. Not only the care of the sheep, but the commission of the shepherd here. Thank God He committed Himself to go after the lost sheep. And He said He sought the sheep till He found it. I mean, He committed Himself to seeking to save the lost. And He said, I'll go after that sheep till the last one and the fold gets in. He had this one more that would complete the fold. And He said, I want to go after Him till I find it. Thank God, there's
some nights and days in your life that you're outside the fold. But thank God He committed Himself to come where you were at. He stayed, thank God, around. Thank God where you was at. Out there, that's the commission of the shepherd. Hey, friend, when He ever gets to seeking after you and coming after your heart, He'll stay with it. I'll tell you that. Hey, man, His commission was to go after the sheep. There's a day, thank God, He pulled up where I was at. Hey, man. Thank God He cared for me. He came to me. He came, thank God, to save. I've had a good day. Thank God when the shepherd completes His commission and finds that lost sheep. Thank God. And brings him back to the fold. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad He's a friend of sinners. They said it right. They said He's a friend of sinners. Thank God He's gifted you that. Amen. Thank God on the commission of the shepherd, but thank God the compassion of the shepherd. Amen. He finds the sheep. And you know the sheep couldn't find the shepherd, but thank God the shepherd knew where the sheep was. Hey, hey. He knew where you was. There's a day, thank God, that He knew where I was. He knew where the sheep was. The sheep couldn't get to Him, but thank God He came to Him. And no matter where you at, He knows where you're at. Hey, hey. A man says, I can't get saved. Well, there's a Savior that can save. And He knows where you're at. If you're here lost, thank God He knows where to come to. Amen. That's right. He sought Him till He found Him. Amen. That's right. And you know what He did when He found Him? He picked Him up. Amen. He got you up too, brother. Amen. You couldn't get to Him, but He came to you. That's right. He picked the sheep up. And the Bible said He put Him on His shoulder. You know what that word layeth there means? And it said the shepherd laid the sheep on His shoulder. Thank God. You know what it means? It means to impose in a friendly way. Amen. He's a friend of sinners. And He came to that sheep. Thank God it imposed in a friendly way. He came after him and He lifted him up and He put him on His shoulder. Thank God. And friend, he's a helpless sheep. He had to be carried to the fold. He was unable to get there unless the shepherd carried him. Amen. That's right. That sheep couldn't get to the fold unless the shepherd picked him up and carried him to the fold. Hey, you couldn't get in. You couldn't get in. I couldn't get in until the shepherd came. Thank God to me. There's only one way. Thank God that a man can get in. And that's when the shepherd comes to the sheep. Amen. That's right. Thank God He picked him up, put him on His shoulder, and the Bible said He carried him. I will tell you this, friend. He carried him all the way. All the way. Get this, it wasn't nothing on the sheep. Thank God it was all on the shepherd. Amen. It wasn't nothing in you that could bring this about. It had to be the shepherd. Thank God coming out to that lost sheep and getting that lost sheep and putting him on his shoulder. I tell the shepherd done it all, didn't he? That's what he was telling that crowd. He said, thank God. I want to tell you there's a rescue of the sheep. Amen. I don't say this, there's a rescue of the sheep. There's a recovering of the silver. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't y'all go to sleep on me now.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I know you missed that hour. Amen. But that silver, see, that woman's a picture of the church, really. All you could picture is Israel. Church. And history says, the Bible don't say it, history says, that this was a 10-piece headset that this woman wore around her head. Because she had been married. And the Bible said she lost a piece of silver. Now, we find here in the scripture that the woman here is the type of the church, if you'll look at it that way. Silver stands for redemption. And what I get out of this here, that she lost her redemptive joy when everything wasn't in place with the set she had. She lost her redemption joy. Where's our joy today? I mean, where's our joy for the Lord? Where's the joy that we once had? Where's the shout that we once had? Thank God, where's the zeal we once had? Where's the, my friend, the praise that we once had? Where's the love we once had? Where's that at? Thank God, we've lost it, friend. We've lost it. When we lose our redemptive joy, we'll have no power, we'll have no strength, and we'll have no zeal. Thank God to love Jesus and to serve Him the way we ought to. Amen. That's right, we've lost it. The church has lost her redemptive praise and joy somewhere in the dirt of her house. That she lost this thing. I want to look at a few things about it this morning. First of all, she shined a candle. Notice that. She lighted up the dark places and the dirty places of the house. Light always reveals something. Light will always put, thank God, a shine on something. And that's what she did. She lit a candle. Amen. That light brought revelation. The only way we'll see is we got light. If a man don't have light on it, he'll never see it. God's got to give a man light. And when she lit the candle, thank God it lit the house. I'm going to tell you this, friend. If we ever get what we got back, we got the light of the candle of the Word of God. Amen. We got to get the light on us and show ourselves. Thank God that light will reflect us and show us what we have and what we don't have. Amen. That's right. Notice this. That the candle. Notice this. Not only was there the shine of the candle, but there was a sweeping of the corners. Now in the days these houses were built, history says that it was a dirt floor and there was no windows in the house. And to help her find this coin that she had lost, she had to have something to sweep with, which we know was a broom, and it was a light in her hand. And she started sweeping her floor and looking for that coin that she had lost. I'm going to tell you what we need today. We need the Holy Ghost to sweep across our sinful hearts. We need the Holy Ghost to sweep across our homes and find out what we've lost and where we've lost it. Amen. We live in a day and hour where men don't want nobody to preach against sin no more. And we live in an hour where people want everything soft-soaked and don't want nobody to say anything about sin. But God says something about it. Amen. That's right. That's why we, you know why Israel had no communication with God? Because they had sin in their camp. Amen. You know why Achan was stoned? Because he brought sin in his camp. You know why we have no fellowship with God? Because we got sin in the camp. Sin in the camp. That's why. And when it was lost, she had to sweep a while. We got to get the dirt out of the house. Hey God, we got to get some things out of our lives that's a hindering us. Hey God, that we might find it. I tell you why we don't have no joy. Why nobody's rejoicing. It's because sin. I tell you that's right. Amen. Got old jealousy in her heart. We looking at other people and grudges and all kind of animosity and sin in her hearts. And we wonder why we can't worship God. We don't love one another the way we ought to. And we, my friend, are set in our ways. And it's not God's ways. That's why He told Israel, consider your ways. Amen. Because their ways wasn't God's ways. And there's a way that seemed right unto man. But the end's death, friend. And I'll tell you, if you keep going your way, you'll never find the joy of Jesus. You'll never get back. Ask a man yesterday. He said, I'm seeking the will of God. I said, well, if you are you willing to listen to God and what God tells you? See, so many people's got walls up today in the house of God. And they got bars of tradition up, that they're not willing to let down and let God in. And they're not willing to change. They're not willing to accept what God says. It's not a matter, friend, what the truth is. The matter is it's your heart and what you need to do to get it clean. And the Bible says, sanctify yourselves. Amen. Over there in the Scripture, He said that. He said, lose not them things that's been wrong in your heart. And the fact of it is, she lost that silver. She had to get the broom out, and the broom got to sweeping, and the light got to shining. Amen. That's right. That's why we need the power of God in the church.
Yes.
The presence of God in the church.
Amen, brother.
Because He's the only one that can shine on us and give us, thank God, a light. Amen. That's right. I got the light in me. But the light's got to shine through me. And when there's things that's hindering the light shining through me, then the light won't be as bright. And that's why we come to church. There's no countenance of glory. There's no great power in the house of God because of sin. That's the only reason. We won't repent. We won't turn. We're scared for a man to get the broom out and start sweeping in our house and putting the light on it. And we say that's just his opinion. That's just his preference. That's just what he thinks. So-and-so's doing worse than I am. Oh no. Ain't God. Isaiah said, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. The broom's got to be put out. Thank God to find the silver. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. Not only she swept the corners of the house, but thank God she sought the coin. Amen. And the coin was found and put back in place. I want to ask you a question. What have you lost in the house? It was lost in her house. It was lost down at the house. Do you know that God instituted, and I know in the foreknowledge and foreordination of God, that God instituted the church way before the foundation of the world, that God in His Son Jesus was going to have a church. But in time, God instituted the marriage before He did the church. In time He did. In time. He brought a woman to a man. Took his rib. Amen. I told Brother Larry, I said, tell Miss Brenda, her rib's gotten away. Amen. That's right. But took the rib. Amen. And made a woman and brought her to the man. And they became one flesh. They became their own home. Thank God they had a paradise for a home. But they sinned against God. And since then, there's been sin in the home. And that's where sin reigns. And when we can get sin out of the home, thank God we won't have it in the church. That's where the problem is. Well, the problem's at the house. That's where she lost the coin. She lost it at the house. Amen.
You're right.
You ever thought about this? God help us all. If our walls could talk.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
If our walls could talk.
Yeah.
I'd say, what went on in that room?
Mm-hmm.
What went on in that room?
Mm-hmm.
What went on in this room? And what was said in that room? And what was done there. And I'm going to tell you what. As long as we think it's harmless, we'll keep staying outside the place God wants us. I'm going to tell you, if we ever get right with God, we got to repent what's going on at the house. God's got a divine order. And I'm not being ugly. I'm just being straight from the book. But I told Brother Larry the other night when he preached about that no room for Jesus. And he made this statement, which is a true statement from the Scripture. He said, if that man's not leading that home, they don't have room for Jesus.
Amen.
I'm talking about a saved man leading the home. If that's the order of the home, and it is, then there's no blessing, and we've lost something out of the house.
Right.
And then that woman submits to her husband, and the husband's love his wife, as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
And you know why there's no power? Because there's no honor given to one another at the house. There's no affection down at the house. No affection down at the house. That woman loved that coin so much, she got a light and a broom and swept till she could find it. And she found it. And I'm going to tell you this, what you love is what you'll look for.
Yes. Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, Jesus loves sinners. That's why He looked for them. And I'm going to tell you this, thank God not only there's a rescue of the sheep and the recovering of the silver. Number 3, and I'm through this morning, there's return of the Son.
Yeah. Right.
Now don't this scripture here bring together the sovereignty of God and responsibility of man? That God is a sovereign God and He acts upon His own will. But man is a responsible creature that responds
to the dealings of God.
Right.
On this hand, God moves. On this hand, man moves.
Yeah.
On this way, God moves first. On this way, man moves after God moves. That's the truth of the Bible. You say, how can you reconcile? You can't. They reconciled already. You reconcile the truth, you preach the truth, and God moves upon men's heart, and men move upon God. They move toward God. Ain't got this son. The Father did not go to look for him. The Son had to come himself to come back to the house. No, listen to me. Nobody made that son come home. But I'll tell you what, that hog pen had a lot to do with it. Amen.
Sure.
And his father saw him a great way off. In this scripture here, the shepherd's the type of Christ. The woman, you could say right there, is the type of the Holy Ghost. And this father is the type of God, the Father. And the father saw him afar off, and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. That's right. Listen to this. Three things. I like the second point, but I'm going to give them all to you. Number one, he robed a man that was unclean.
Yeah, yeah.
The robe was for the unclean.
Yeah.
Right. There wasn't nothing clean about him.
Right.
Nothing. That boy had been down the hog pen. He had been rolling around in filth, living in filth. He lived righteous. He lived rebellious. He lived unclean. And here he comes back. And the first thing the father does, thank God's kiss him and put a robe on him. Amen. Thank God. There wasn't one good thing about me. Oh, the pile my sin up and cover the Salisbury, North Carolina, and all the county. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I was so unclean. Amen. I mean, filthy and undone. But when I come to God, but he clothed me in his robe. He put a robe on the unclean. He put a robe on the unclean. When God saved you, he put his robe of righteousness and got on the unclean. Amen. That's what he does. Amen. From head to toe, brother. Thank God. What a great God. And it wasn't just a robe. It was the best robe. It was the best. I tell you what God done. He gave you his best. He gave you his best. He gave you Christ. That's the best he had. That's the best he's got. Thank God. Amen. He put a best robe on the unclean. Then get this. Boy, I like this. He put a ring. Ha, ha, ha. He put a ring on the unfaithful.
That's right.
Son, there ain't another one never put a ring on an unfaithful person.
That's right.
There ain't a man or woman who walked to this marriage, y'all are knowing there. The one they married best just went out and lived an unfaithful life and put a ring on it.
Yeah,
that's right. Son, that man went out and lived unfaithful. He lived a life of righteous living. He had been with harlots. He had lived a life that was no good. He had forsaken the father. He said, give me what's mine. He left the house. He had been unfaithful. He had been untrue. But when he come back, thank God the father put a ring on his finger. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Are you getting a picture that you don't deserve a thing he done for you? Are you getting a picture that his love is a whole lot greater than your sin? Are you getting a picture of his grace is greater, thank God, than anything you ever done against him? Amen. Thank God. Amen. He put a ring on the unfaithful. We were unfaithful. Well, it's untrue. Thank God. Amen. And I'll say this. He put rest on his feet. Shoes. He wasn't a slave. his son. Boy, there's something going on in me right now. I thank him for doing what he done for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. You know what he had to do? He get this here. Here's a boy coming home unclean, unfaithful. Comes up the road, Daddy kisses him. Puts the best robe on him. Puts a ring on his hand. And now he's going to put shoes on his feet. You know what they had to do? Had to stoop down before him. And put shoes on his feet. You know what the Holy Ghost did the day you got saved? He put something on you that you couldn't. He done something to you that you was unworthy of. Thank God. You know what David said? He said, have mercy upon me according to thy loving kindness. You know what he's saying to God there? He said, God, if you'd stoop to an inferior and have mercy on me and have kindness on me, oh God, please have mercy on me. Thank God. He got down, he put shoes on his feet. When they saw that boy walking around, they said, he ain't a slave.
Yeah.
He's the son. That's right. And can I tell you this? He always was. He never did. He never did lose his sonship.
Yeah.
He lost fellowship, but he never lost sonship.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the Father loved him in Christ.
Yeah.
That's why people get saved, because it's in Christ.
Right.
You get this? He stooped down and put shoes on his feet. And now, as you look at this young man, he's got a robe clothing him. He's got a ring that shows ownership and sonship. And he's got shoes on his feet. And I believe Jesus looked at them Pharisees. In the last verse of that chapter, he said this. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost. And it's found. I'll give you this and I'm through. There was a rejoicing for the unworthy. I was rejoicing for the unworthy. Every one of them that got found, I was rejoicing. When the sheep was brought back on the shoulder, they rejoiced. When the woman found the coin, she called her friends together and said, rejoice in me, for I found the coin that I lost. And when the son returned home, it looked like to me it was the biggest time. He said, kill the fatty calf. And they made merry. There was dancing and music in the house. And praise for the boy coming home. And I want to say this morning. Jesus loves sinners. He loves you today. If you'll come to Him, He'll save you. If you never have been saved, He'll save the sinner that'll come to Him. He said, you don't know where I've been and what I've done. He does.
Right.
Would you look at it like this? It's not what you've done or where you've been. It's what He can do for you.
Amen.
A lot of people say, you don't know what I've done, preacher. And look at what I am and look how I've lived. Hey, don't look at that. Look at, thank God, what He can do for you this morning.
Right.
If you'll get out of the hog pen, come on. Thank God. No other way, friend. He loves sinners. You say, Brother Danny, you got saved. Thank God there at old John's house, bound by his table.
Yeah.
You said you got saved at an altar. And the boy got brought back in at home.
Yeah.
Huh? That's right.
That's right.
No, that's all right. The woman's silver. The woman's silver was in the house. Huh? The sheep was brought back to the fold. He does it as He wills to do it. Get this. When a man gets saved, God gets all the glory. And man's humbled. He's humbled. Man's humbled when he gets saved. He's humbled. He's humbled. That sheep couldn't do one thing to get back to the fold. That silver couldn't do one thing to get back to the headset. But that son, thank God, he got up. And he left the hog pen. And he went back to the Father. He did do it. And I'm going to tell you, you can take every testimony in here and put them together. And I'll tell you where it'll lead you. It'll lead you to repentance. That's where it'll lead you. It'll lead you to repentance. It'll lead you to repentance. It'll lead you to repentance. If you don't have a testimony, you need to have one. The only way you can have one is to get saved by the grace of God. Let's stand this morning.